The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Just a real good overall team effort, something that we can definitely look at and hopefully gain a lot of confidence from, because it's a really strong Winnipeg Jets team, and then try to repeat it again here our next game.
Boy, did Jared Bednar and the Avalanche need this. They snap an 8-game losing streak. They do it at Winnipeg, which has traditionally been a house of horrors for them. And they win only their 4th game since Christmas. And they desperately, desperately need this. The question mark is this a turnaround type performance? Is this the kind of performance that gets them going on a 4 or 5 game win streak, which is what they desperately, desperately need right now?
I don't know why you would think that a win like that is all of a sudden going to change what they are, the issues that they have. I mean, I don't see it changing much. They've won 4 games, as you mentioned, since Christmas. Like, what, all of a sudden they've got confidence? Are they going to get better goaltending? I mean, confidence is great, and I get it. And you got to play with a lot of confidence. But you still, like you said, from day one, who's going to be the supporting line after the first line, the scoring line? Where else are you going to get the points from? How are you going to get consistent goaltending that stops the odd man rush? How are you going to get, I think the same issues still exist. Like, as quickly as, we can build off this with confidence, wait until you get blasted 4-1 in your next game. And then what happens to that confidence that you got from playing Winnipeg?
Well, they get St. Louis next, and St. Louis has been red, red hot. So if you're able to beat them, now I think you're starting to talk about something that you can feel is shifting. But you're right. They have to take this one win and put a few more together. We shall see. But at least they got that much needed win last night. Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, I was just happy to get it out the way. I mean, it's a surreal moment for me because I've been through so much. So I'm just happy to be able to play basketball again and do what I love to do. And that's going out there and compete and win. And I'm happy we got a win too going into All-Star break.
All right. Isaiah Thomas with a strong debut. The Nuggets and the NBA in their All-Star break. All-Star game this weekend, festivities in Charlotte. So Mark, as we look at the Nuggets at the break, what kind of team is this? What are your expectations for playoff time?
Expectations for playoff time, they've got to win a couple series. They have consistently been the best or the second best team in the West. And if you're going to be that, you should be competing in the Western Conference Finals. You should win a couple series, and you should be competing against the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. That's what
you think they're ready for, that kind of a jump. A team that has no playoff experience, save for Isaiah Thomas and Paul Millsap. That's it. They have no playoff experience.
It's funny. All the analysts that I talk to over at Fox and the guys that I talk to in the NBA, nobody feels, and you know this, nobody talks about the Nuggets. I mean, we've got ESPN up right now, and what are they talking about right now? The Lakers.
That's amazing. The Lakers are 3 games out of the final playoff spot.
Right, yeah.
They're the 10th team in the West.
Right, but that's what they're talking about.
Oh, my God.
All the NBA analysts I talk to, the playoffs are different. It's totally different. It's a different breed of basketball, and the Nuggets aren't ready. And, all they've done is answer the bell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have answered the bell, and they have maintained that number 2 seed. I expect this is real. This is not some run they've gone on. This is not some, what an unbelievable month. This is not Rocktober back in the day when clearly they didn't have as good a team as the Red Sox but they ran that wave. But this has been a consistent thing through the season. The best record after 50 games in the history of the Nuggets. I mean, this is real. And to me, you got to answer those bells. You're that good a team, you need to answer it.
So Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think they need to be in the Western Conference Finals.
All right. I love it. Real expectations. I love real expectations. So much better than just kicking the can down the road. Next on the Morning Brew.
Quick snap. Mullins going to play action. Boot to his right, looking for Usyk. Got a wide open man. It's Pierre Garçon. Touchdown, 49ers.
First real touchdown in real football for Nick Mullins.
49ers radio right there. So Pierre Garçon has been cut loose by the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Is it just too obvious that his next stop, the Denver Broncos? I mean, Rich Scangarello's here, and you're talking about a guy that could come in and be the veteran mentor wide receiver understands the offense and all that. Is that just too obvious?
I don't know. It's not too obvious. You're going to have one. I don't believe, I don't know about you, but I just don't believe that they are going to retain Emmanuel Sanders.
Not at this price tag, no. No way.
Right. I just don't believe they're going. I mean, I don't believe he's...
Well, do you bring him back if he'll work out a new deal with you?
I don't feel like Emmanuel Sanders will be playing in a Broncos uniform next year.
And Pierre Garçon will?
I think there's a better chance of Pierre Garçon playing. You can't help but say Garçon.
Garçon.
Like, you can't just say Pierre Garçon. You got to go Garçon.
I just want to walk up to him and say, No, I would not say,
Well, you would?
I'd be like, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Quelle heure est-il? I just asked him what time it is. By the way, I don't know if he's French, how much French he knows, but that's about the extent of my 3 years of high school French. Can I ask you what time it is?
I'd be like, do you like French fries? French dressing? Francois Minowal?
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, I've said it a bunch of times. You should have a job. I mean, listen, I think, you know, it's pretty healthy in the United States of America when everybody wants freedom of speech to, you know, hope that a guy like Colin, who definitely has the skills to be a quarterback in the league, no matter how you slice it, should have a job.
Well, that's Chris Long of the Eagles talking about Colin Kaepernick should have a job. He could have a job. He could have had a job in the AAF. So could Tim Tebow. Both were approached about playing in the Alliance of American Football.
Mm-hmm.
Kaepernick reportedly wanted $20 million. So, Tim Tebow has always said it was his dream to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Kaepernick feels that he has been blackballed by the NFL. Should these two both humble themselves and play in leagues like the AAF in order to fulfill their dream of getting back to the NFL?
Well, Tebow's dream is now to play baseball.
How many dreams does this guy have?
A lot. Sure. I mean, he's just not a single dream guy. Multiple dreams.
Well, that's good. Dream big, right?
Yeah. And Kaepernick, let's face it, Kaepernick is protecting the brand. Like, do you think he's interested, really, truly interested in playing in the NFL?
No. I think it's better for him and more profitable for him to play the role of martyr.
I do too. And I think that's, you know, I think that advances the quote unquote cause. And, you know, I mean, I think that's where he's at right now. He's an activist now. He's no longer a football player. He's an activist.
Which I don't think was his plan all along. I think he truly wanted to play football. But then once it became clear that the NFL was blackballing him, then he looked at it and said, this is actually working out pretty well for me. And why should I go? Did you see some of the hits that those quarterbacks took this weekend? Last weekend? You probably didn't watch any.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Did you see some of those hits?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about bad offensive line play.
Right.
Would you want to be out there as a even if you're getting paid that kind of money? Take those kind of shots? If eventually your goal is to try to get back to the NFL? No thanks.
Yeah, obviously not. You don't want any part of that. So, yeah, I mean, but I get it. I think he does more to advance his cause and everything else. And he's got this lawsuit. I just think it's, like you said, more profitable, and he gets more quote unquote work done, if you will, by staying out.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.